This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dina Prasai with the news, the headlines first. National Paddy Day being observed today across the country. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says paddy import substitution is government's priority. Health Ministry urges people to take precautions against increasing risk of cholera infection in Kathmandu Valley. Radio Nepal unveils its digital platform over the top OTT app. And Sri Lanka bans non-essential petrol sales for 2 weeks. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the government has adopted a strategy to increase the production and productivity of paddy by substituting its import. Extending best wishes on the occasion of the 19th National Paddy Day and Plantation Festival today, Prime Minister Deoba mentioned that the government had pursued a strategy to implement commercial agriculture development program and develop and increase the use of climate-friendly, nutritious paddy, including high-yielding varieties. Stating that paddy and paddy farming have been an integral part of Nepali society's economic, social and cultural significance since time immemorial, Prime Minister Deoba said that the constitution had guaranteed the right to food as a fundamental right. He said that the Right to Food and Food Sovereignty Act 2075 BS had been issued to implement this right. Every year, 15th of Ashar in the lunar calendar is celebrated as the National Paddy Day. This year, the 19th National Paddy Day and Plantation Festival 2079 is being celebrated under the slogan Utilization of Biodiversity in Paddy Crops, Support to Import Substitution. The Health Ministry has urged the public to take precautions against the increasing risk of cholera infection in Kathmandu Valley. The ministry urged this following the detection of 12 cases of cholera in Kathmandu Valley. People had been advised to purify and boil water before drinking. Likewise, a monitoring of drinking water supplies in the Kathmandu Valley is to be carried out. In addition to this, a joint team from the Department of Food Technology and Quality Control, the district administration and the security bodies is to measure the quality of jar, bottle, water and tanker water supplies in the valley. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has expressed his firm commitment to enhance standards of higher education in the country. Presiding over the 22nd General Assembly of the Pokhara University yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba, also the Chancellor of the University, pledged to make the higher education need-based, employment-intensive, practical and qualitative. He expressed the government's full support to enhance quality in education by ending anomalies persisting in the educational sector of the country. Prime Minister Deoba highlighted the important role of the Pokhara University in prospering the society and steering ahead the country to the path of prosperity. Lightning has killed 5 people in different parts of the country. 2 persons died in Punarbas municipality of Kanchanpur, 2 persons in Kailali and 1 person died in Rupandehi due to lightning yesterday. The police said 40-year-old Devendra Shrestha and 25-year-old Sharada Thapa were killed in Punarbas of Kanchanpur. In Kailali, the police confirmed the deaths of 48-year-old Punar Ram Chaudhary from Krishnapur of Kanchanpur and 56-year-old Sukpanki Devi Chaudhary of Kailari in Kailali. Similarly, in Rupandehi, 45-year-old Ramnath Barahi of Siyari died of lightning. A delegation led by Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has left for Baku of Azerbaijan to participate in the Parliamentary Network of Non-Aligned Movement Conference. The conference is taking place from the 30th of June to the 2nd of July. Spokesperson at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Arunath Pandey, said Speaker Sapkota will address the conference on the need and significance of the non-aligned movement and enhancing cooperation among parliaments of its member countries. Similarly, Speaker Sapkota is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with high-level officials of different countries during the conference. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has unveiled Radio Nepal's digital platform Over the Top OTT app. Minister Karki made the app public in a special program organized at Radio Nepal's central office in Singha Darbar yesterday. Stating that Radio Nepal has a glorious history, Minister Karki stressed the need to make it the first choice of the people by enhancing its capacity and broadcasting content as per the need and interest of the listeners. Speaking on the occasion, Communication Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial expressed confidence that the OTT app would help in reaching out to 70% of the population. Similarly, speaking on the occasion, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, said the digital platform OTT app was a dream project and it would help Radio Nepal to compete in the global market. Radio Nepal has launched the OTT app to generate additional revenue by marketing audio products that have been digitalized over the years. Communist leader Bamdev Gautam has announced a new political party. Organizing a press conference at Reporters Club in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Gautam announced the formation of Nepal Communist Party Unification National Campaign Party. He has formed a 75-member central committee and a 15-member standing committee under his coordination. CPN-UMA Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said all should give up the tendency of winning election at any cost to bolster the democratic system. Addressing a program organized to mark the 71st birth anniversary of late communist leader Madan Bhandari yesterday, Chairman Oli claimed that the principles propounded by late leader Bhandari could be the solution to the present crisis. The Central Council meeting of the CPN Unified Socialist has unanimously endorsed its political and organization report with suggestions. Issuing a statement yesterday, Party General Secretary Dr. Biduram Bhushal informed that the meeting endorsed the 15-point proposal including national and international concerns. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Sri Lanka has suspended sales of fuel for its non-essential vehicles as it faces its worst economic crisis in decades. For the next 2 weeks, only buses, trains and vehicles used for medical services and transporting food will be allowed to fill up with fuel. Schools in urban areas have shut, while officials have told the country's 22 million residents to work from home. Sri Lanka is the first country to take the step in halting sales of fuel to ordinary people since the 1970s oil crisis. There have been long queues at filling stations across Sri Lanka for months. At least 46 people have been found dead in an abandoned truck on the outskirts of San Antonio in Texas. The BBC has quoted a fire official saying 16 people, including 4 children, had also been taken to the hospital. The survivors were hot to the touch and suffering from heat stroke and heat exhaustion. San Antonio, which is 250 kilometers from the U.S.-Mexican border, is a major transit route for people smugglers. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in province. One, Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. National Paddy Day being observed today across the country, Prime Minister Sherbhadra Deoba says paddy import substitution is government's priority. Health Ministry urges people to take precautions against increasing risk of cholera infection in Kathmandu Valley. Radio Nepal unveils its digital platform over the top OTT app, and Sri Lanka bans non-essential petrol sales for 2 weeks. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.